The Royal Commission into Aged Care has been hearing some harrowing stories this morning about Australia's war veterans. They're entering the residential aged care system far earlier than the general population, and very few facilities are identifying their special needs. But there are some homes in South Australia that are performing much better. They're run by a Return Services League affiliated charity, which is determined to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health problems. Samantha Donovan is covering the Aged Care Royal Commission and filed this report.
73-year-old Vietnam veteran Brian Lynch has been in residential aged care for nearly a decade. He suffers from PTSD, anxiety and bipolar disorder. He's told the Royal Commission he was so heavily drugged in his first few years in homes, he can't remember anything from that period.
I am not quite sure that the regional facilities know what to do with me at the time. I was so much younger than the other residents.
But Mr. Lynch did have some good news for the Royal Commission. He told Council Assisting Eliza Bergen his health has improved greatly since he moved into the War Veterans Home in Myrtle Bank, Adelaide.
In one word, home. It's like a family. You get the basics of life, food, care. Then you get more than that. You're given a chance to put your expertise in the field that you were trained in.
You served as a cook in the army. Are you on a catering committee at War Veterans
Home? Yes, I am. I have to know my place, you know. There's paid professionals, but they take suggestions. That's what I like about RSL Care. It's home.
Nathan Kling is the CEO of RSL Care South Australia, an RSL-linked charity which runs Mr. Lynch's home and another facility at Angle Park in Adelaide. He told the Royal Commission war veterans tend to enter aged care earlier than the general population. The 16 Vietnam veterans in his facilities are of an average age of 74 years, 3 months, whereas the national average age to enter residential care is 84 years, 6 months. Mr. Kling gave evidence PTSD is one of the reasons for this.
Studies show that people with PTSD do age quicker. They age younger. The ailments of AIDS tend to hit them a little bit earlier. It's a very similar thing with the homeless population. So homeless population, if you're a homeless person age 60, then generally you'll represent comorbidities that represent someone around 20 years older.
Mr. Kling recounted a conversation with a Vietnam veteran who was struggling with alcohol abuse.
He lamented the lost sense of what he was. He could recall what he was as an SAS soldier. He saw in himself what he was now and that impact around his depression and his sense of self. You could really see that he had almost devalued himself in that regard. And it's one of the things with PTSD that we do find is the ailments of age start to impact on residents with PTSD, whether there's a substance abuse or not. The coping mechanisms that have helped them through life tend to not be available to them. So if, for example, you like to go for a run, that becomes more difficult as you get older. If your social network is your support that's helped you cope, that becomes difficult. If you find it difficult to read because your eyesight's failing or your hearing's going, all these little tricks that have helped you survive through life can fall away from you and then really refreshen those wounds, and then the coping mechanisms aren't there.
Nathan Kling told the Royal Commission that with the help of Phoenix Australia, a centre for post-traumatic health, his organisation has developed a program to help aged care workers deal with veterans with mental health problems.
We don't ask just, are you a veteran? We're actually going to the veteran's military history. There's points and markers across a veteran's service history that will be critically important to them that might not necessarily pop up on a normal commemorative calendar. It might not be Anzac Day. It might not be Remembrance Day. It'll be their enlistment day. It'll be the day of a particular battle that their battalion or unit was related to. And it's about us understanding that and then respecting and reflecting that in terms of our behaviour and what we do within the home environment, how we memorialise that for them. We have a veteran who doesn't want to go to Anzac Day. Doesn't go to Anzac Day. You know, just because he's a veteran, that doesn't mean that's his thing.
That's Nathan Kling, the CEO of RSL Care South Australia. Samantha Donovan with that report.